Good morning. We're continuing Chayyad Mechus Shabbos Kal Chav. We're learning Simon Vav, where the Chayyad is talking about a Dabar Yavesh. So he differentiates between a Dabar Yavesh which is cooked, previously cooked, and a Dabar Yavesh which has not been cooked yet. So a Dabar Yavesh which has been previously been cooked, we have a rule of Ein Bishol Acher Bishol. If it has not been cooked beforehand, so there's going to be an Isser to cook it, put it into a Kli Rishon because of Bishol, and putting into klisheni because of Mexican Mavashal. Pouring onto it from a klisheni is going to be mutter, and that's where we left off. So a person can pour onto this uncooked item from a klisheni because the ira klisheni is not Mavashal. Who dover kosher she efshir lo echle klabel shriya. You have something which cannot be eaten without soaking it. So the soaking process will make it edible. Hashara so b'shabbos is chayiv, minirli tafila b'tzonon b'sarachin. So the shriya process takes this item from being inedible to being edible. So the chayadim says that that's going to be a malach on Shabbos, and he says he believes that that'll be true even if a person uses cold. What the Chayyim is touching on, points out in the Nishma Sodom, is the issue of Ma'akav HaPatish in regards to food. A person uses cold to process this and make it edible, taking an inedible item, soaking it in cold water, and becoming edible. He's not doing Bishul. Bishul requires that a person uses heat, like we spoke about. This is a different din. This is the concept of Ma'akav HaPatish. The Chayyim goes with the approach, the Lavush goes with the approach, that there is Ma'akav HaPatish, but a person can be chayiv on a food for the Malacha of Ma'akav HaPatish. The Mishtabura in the Biralacha in Simishin Yuzkest, in Seftalid, goes at length to prove that we do not paskin Ma'akav HaPatish ba'Echlin. The only time a person was going to be chayiv for taking an inedible item and making it edible is when he's using heat to do so. He does raise the question, maybe the heat does not need to be yatzaletis boat to be chayiv, but he says from the fact that the silence of the vast majority of poskim do not mention that idea, we assume you need the full level of heat of Yatzeletes Boi for a person to have the Malacha of Bishul. So a person takes something, let's say, which has been a dry type of meat, which is so salty that it's impossible to eat it without soaking it, and the soaking process will take out the salt and make it edible again. So if a person uses hot water to do so, he's going to be considered doing the Malach of Bishul. If a person does cold water to do so, according to the Mishnah Berurah, one is not going to be chayav for Ma'akav HaPatish. Not the patish is making a kli, which is usable for other purposes, etc. Making a food edible is not the concept of Ma'akav HaPatish, according to Mishnah Berurah. V'chein osa l'hadiach davar she'yefshir lecho klab lo yadocha v'amadiach es chayav. So he just gave an example of soaking it in water. It would also be true of pouring water over it. Would be the same concept. The bishul ain't totally lubekli rishon, lubekli sheni, alfidav rahmis bashal. If this item is able to be become usable through the heat of a klisheni, so that's what that a person is going to be held chayav for that. And this is the concept known as kaliyah bishul. There's something which can be cooked by putting in a klisheni, something which can be cooked by pouring on it from a klisheni, even though it's only a klisheni. We have a general rule that klisheni is not mavashal. That means the general rule that klisheni is not mavashal, but there are certain items which cook easily, and a klisheni will be able to make them cooked, or certain items which the process that is necessary to make them edible is not significant. The klisheni has the ability to do so. So both those scenarios, one is going to be chayav for bishul in a klisheni. herring, if you're something which is really, it's edible as is, it might be very salty, and you're soaking it to remove the saltiness, to mitigate the saltiness, for example, but it's really edible as is, it's not going from being inedible to being edible, so then everyone agrees that that's not considered an act of bishul, and that's not going to be a problem. So far we've been talking about, in this siman, taking something which is a dover yavish, and soaking it. The Chayyim has not addressed liquids, reheating liquids, Bishlach or Bishlach regards to reheating liquids. So we're already discussing Dover Yavesh, and he will continue into Siman Zion, discussing the case of Dover Yavesh. Meanwhile, have a good day.